As part of our WILO Chamber of Commerce Leading in Uncertain Times, we welcome to the microphone via the phone this morning Jim Hanna, the Safety Commission Chairman for the schools in Clinton County. Dr. Hanna, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Jim and I are doing just fine, just fine.
Jim, how are things up your way?
extended in that we're keeping people away, I guess.
Okay. Have you guys gotten any further word or thought as to where the schools are? I mean, right now it's May 1st. You think you're going to see school anymore yet this year outside of by e-learning?
Well, my understanding is the governor is supposed to have some type of announcement today at 2:30. I'm not really aware what that is. Every Tuesday, Superintendent McCormick, the state superintendent, has a webinar where she speaks to school officials. And there wasn't really any discussion about the next step. I know our seniors are worried, and I think that's going to be taken care of. So right now we're continuing a learning process, but it's remotely, and I haven't really heard anything as far as changes, immediate changes.
Is e-learning days now going to become the new norm for learning for everybody now?
I don't think so. I think the thing that I'm seeing is that interaction is missing, and I think the teachers miss the kids, and I think the kids miss being at their schools, whether it be at Rossville, Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, or Frankfort. I think that's a component that we're a social animal, and that's part of school is being together on a daily basis and those connections.
How long are you going to wait before you decide what to do with graduation?
Well, I'm kind of waiting to see how the year plays out and how what the State Board of Education does as far as the requirements for seniors. Our peak's not supposed to be for another couple weeks, so it's probably going to be an alteration. We've already altered some plans. We had a senior trip scheduled to, Florida, which is definitely out. We're looking at possibly different dates, and those may be over the summer. Prom, is the thing that kids look forward to. That is scheduled for May the 9th. I really don't foresee that happening on May the 9th. That may happen and may not. I don't know yet, but we're looking at alternative dates. And as far as graduation goes, which is in June for us, that's still pretty early to tell how that's going to play out, but we've had some discussion about what if, because we will have at the end of the year you always collect your for us we're one-to-one with laptops, we always collect books, and students have stuff in the building. So if we were to be done at a certain point, whatever point that is, and not allowed back in the building, we will work out a plan to, and I'm sure the others will too, to have folks get their materials and all that other stuff that we would need to do at the end of the year that we normally do.
You just brought up something I hadn't even thought about, is that, you said you have one-to-one and you get your textbooks back. How's the best way for you guys to, I know you would like to put those computers right back into play for the next semester, but the thing of it is that, are they going to be safe enough?
Are they going to be what?
Are those computers going to be safe enough for the next group of kids to have them? Because I'm not real sure how's the best way to disinfect or clean those computers that have been used all year.
Yeah, and my understanding is with you've got that period of time that if they're separated out and, it's on hard plastic, so the virus doesn't lay that long as far as on hard plastic. By over the summer, we'll set them in a room and secure them, and then get them ready to go for the next school year. And I'm sure that's kind of the plan for everybody. They're just separating, and that's some of the process of materials coming in and materials going, or at least coming in back into the building. There's a process that is going through so that it's safe for the teachers to come and pick up those packets.
Also, another big concern you guys have had is helping, get meals for kids who desperately need those. That's been a big issue for everybody.
Right. All the corporations in the area are doing some type of meal service. Rossville, we go to 8 different remote sites I've got buses that have a route that takes meals out, and is distributed at those sites. Parents call in in the morning, and so on Monday we distribute for Monday and Tuesday, and on Wednesday is our other day, we distribute 3 days of both breakfast and lunch. So we're doing both meals during the day.
Okay. Also, I know since you're the chairman of the School Safety Commission, I assume this might be another topic you guys discuss here in very, very soon, how to handle this.
I think it's part of, and I know the one thing that we've added to our plan or beefed up in our plan or really looking at is the pandemic and dealing with issues like this. It's already part of everybody's crisis plan or school safety plan as far as dealing with these different types of situations. From the beginning, the four county superintendents have been involved or in contact with each other. Weekly, we meet after the superintendent's discussion to talk about our next steps and how we're going to play out. Again, it may be a little bit different, but we've really got some of the same components going on as far as all of us are continuing on learning that's happening in our school district.
Okay, is there anything else you want to bring up or any advice that you want to give out for everybody right now before I let you go?
Probably the biggie that's being out there is, you know, basically stay home, especially if you're sick, self-quarantine, wash your hands, and cover your cough, things like that. Those things are important to try to lower the curve so we don't get the peak, and that's my concern. Bottom line, stay home. We're going to provide the services to our students remotely, and that seems to be working well.
Okay. Anything else real quick or not?
Nope. I'm good.
Okay. Jim, thanks much. Greatly appreciate the time, and best of luck to everybody that's involved.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Appreciate that, Dr. Jim Hanna. All right. So we're going to do this every single weekday inside Party Line at around 8:45 in the morning.